How do you create present and future value? As a trusted advisor for CFOs, private equity sponsors, and corporate functional leaders, Cross Country Consulting solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value with tailored integrated solutions for accounting and risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transactions. Working as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team, they can help you see around corners and generate value for your business. The future-ready business. In sight and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Forget what you know about Adrien Grenier. Indeed, he was that Playboy celebrity heartthrob, much like Vincent Chase, the character he played on Entourage. But these days, his life looks nothing like Vinny's. He lives on a farm and is working to be fully self-sufficient. He's a partner in Ducontra Ventures, a do-good investment fund. And he hosts a YouTube channel called Earthspeed, where he shares lessons for others who want to try farming and homesteading. And most of all, he was willing to face his demons and completely turn his life around. This is A Bit of Optimism.
You and I have known each other a long time. We were trying to figure it out. It's been like 15 years.
Yeah.
You told me a story. You broke up with your girlfriend a while, not that long ago. And I talked to you in the moment of being broken up.
Uh-huh. Where are you going with this, Simon?
And I'll be honest with you, I forgot everything you said. But in the moment...
Oh, is that impactful?
No. But in the moment, I remember thinking, this is absolutely profound and I really should internalize some of this.
Right, yeah.
So clearly I didn't, which is why we're having this conversation again. But you went on a journey of self-discovery of what it means to be a partner, what it means to be, I mean, a lot of things. Can you just take me on that journey? Because I want to learn it.
And this was recently. I mean, a few years ago, right?
It was during the pandemic.
Yeah. Essentially, I had a rock bottom moment, what I call a cosmic bitch slap, in which my girlfriend dumped me. And I was so incredulous. I was like, wait, what? You're breaking up with me? Do you know who I am? Like, do you see all the things I have? I'm the man. And I just didn't understand it. And I was like, babe, what are you doing? Like, we're supposed to get married and we're supposed to have kids and we're supposed to have a life together. And we'd been together for 4 years. And I was like, I didn't understand. I could not conceive of it. And she casually just slid a list of reasons to me across the proverbial table. And she goes, you're a terrible person and I have to get as far away from you as possible. In fact, don't call me, don't text, block, 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 block. And I thought that she was just out of her mind because I had accomplished so much. I had a lot of material things to offer. And look at me. Right? I mean, come on. I'm cool. I'm living in the coolest spots. Real estate markets are popping off around me. And it just took me a while to really let it sink in. And then I opened up her list and I started to like go through each one. And I realized, oh my God, she is actually an angel who was like the first person in my entire life that was able to get me to look at myself in a very real, deep way. And I began to...
What was on the list?
Yeah.
I mean, you can't, you know, I mean, really.
It was a lot around my indulgence, my selfishness, my narcissism. I mean, she was throwing around words like sociopath and stuff like that. I thought that was a little bit extreme. But, you know, the essence of what she was saying is that I was too self-involved. I had too much vanity. I was out for pleasure and indulgence. And I wasn't really looking out for the people around me. And they weren't looking out for me. I had toxic relationships and an unhealthy relationship to escapism.
What made you so open to have that kind of cosmic bitch slap?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't.
Oh, you rejected
no.
it?
No, I was going about my life. I thought I had it all figured out.
But if somebody tells you that kind of stuff, the immediate reaction is defensive. You're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about.
100%, yeah.
But that wasn't your reaction.
It was at first.
Oh, it was at first.
Yeah, it was at first. No, but I told her on her way out the door, and I have to admit, there was a part of me, this gnawing sense of dread that I had for years, where I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop. Because I was like, things are too perfect, and it was suspicious. Nothing ever goes wrong with me. Like, something's going to happen, a death or something bad. If you look around at all the suffering, and I'm getting away with everything— and my career's doing really well, and I'm just killing it at life. And I'm like, just dread.
You could sense the imbalance.
I sensed that something was off. Mm. And then when she left me, I said to her, I said, look, I love you. And because I love you, I'm going to take a look at all of these things, but I'm going to do it on my own time so that I can honestly say that I took a look at it. I'm not just going to do it to get you back. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to try and pretend like I'm going to make all these changes just because I don't want to lose you. I was like, okay, goodbye, ciao. And I'd broken up with lots of people before, and, you know, just go find another, right? And so it was just, I had never been so moved to actually do anything. I just would go on to the next indulgence or the next escape. Yeah, she really jarred me. I use the analogy that, you know, it was almost as if, you know how when you're waking up from a dream and you're like you've been in REM sleep and you're groggy and you can kind of know that you've been sleeping. You're kind of becoming conscious of the fact that you're asleep. It's that moment. I was like, oh, I've been asleep at the wheel for 20 years, driving at high speeds and leaving a wake of destruction. And I don't even know what I was up to for the past 20 years of my life. I was essentially unconscious.
So what do you do? I mean, it's one thing to get a little bit of feedback, but yeah. To be forced to reevaluate your entire...
Absolutely everything. Yeah.
...self, personality, the way mm-hmm. you show up, the way you're a friend, the way you're a boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm so curious, sort of, what's the first step?
Well, and to look at yourself and admit and to face the shame and the embarrassment.
So what'd you do? What's the first thing you did?
Yeah, to purge a lot of stuff.
So you physically got rid of stuff.
Well, yeah. The lifestyle stuff, I went sober, I went celibate, just cut everything out, said no. I had to learn to say no so that I could actually find some peace and safe space, quiet space for me to actually take
So we're talking look. About simple stuff. I want to go out for dinner tonight, want to go to a party tonight, no. Want this
exactly.
acting job, no.
Yeah, and this was a long process because I had been so used to saying yes to every single impulse and opportunity to get a dopamine hit. You know, I was conditioned to just do anything just because it was offered to me or it was available. And so, yeah, I did a fuckload of meditation. I did some plant medicines.
Isn't that the name of your app, Fuckload of Meditation?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look, I did all the things. I read all the books. I listened to the podcasts. I started to take interest in what I need to do to actually become a person that Jordan wouldn't have left.
You didn't want to become the person that she would take back. You wanted to become the person that she would never have left.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And I started to like peel back the layers and look at where did I go wrong or when did I fall asleep?
Yeah.
And it just went back and back. And then I went into my 30s and then in my 20s and then further back into my teens and then even further back to my childhood. And that's I mean, that's what this inner journey, this personal development work is about really going back as far as you can to when you first started making those decisions to escape and run and hide and numb, you know, the pain or the suffering or the traumas that you endured as a kid. It was just a 2-year journey. What do they call it? A dark night of the soul.
You're so open about this.
I thought that's what this was for.
No.
Shit. Is that not this podcast?
No, but I mean, it's a compliment because you're portraying yourself as not a nice person of the past. Now you're lovely. You know, it's one thing to do it in private with a friend. Mm-hmm. The reason I wanted you to do this is because I think that your journey has value to others. I think there's a reason to share pain and discomfort. It's an act of service.
Yeah, I agree. Mm-hmm.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. People don't always realize just how much their negative thoughts and experiences stick with them and weigh them down. You may find your brain constantly running through a highlight reel of bad moments. That comment your friend made last week that hurt your feelings. That frustrating thing your mom does. Or that silly thing you said in a meeting. Maybe it's time to get it all off your chest. Whether it's a tiny annoyance or something much bigger, talking about it can give you some relief and lead you to a potential solution. That's where therapy comes in. It's a safe space to share whatever's weighing you down and learn to process it so your internal highlight reel can focus on the good stuff. And BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy on a schedule that works for you. Connect with a licensed therapist by text, phone, or video call. Start the process in minutes and switch therapist anytime. Let it out with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/optimism today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/optimism.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
And so how did the conversation go? How did you reconnect with Jordan?
I was, I guess, at the furthest extent of my personal transformation, if you will. And through my process, I realized that I needed to be in the earth. I needed to be grounded. I was essentially, for the past 20 years, flying high, Peter Pan syndrome, not touching the ground. So I needed to be in the earth. So I started working with the soil, and I built a community garden, and that's the work I was doing. That was my focus. And I had purged everything else. I had quit acting. I had quit all my real estate ventures and my business pursuits, and I was just working with the earth. And I realized what I want, what I really truly want, what my soul wants is family, to be close to nature, and to give my life force for my children that I want to have. I'm done living for myself and my own boyish indulgences. So I wanted to grow up, be on my own, survive, take care of myself and my family, and have the capacity then to give my life force to my neighbors and my community and the world at large. Mm-hmm. Not in the rhetorical way that I do when I have a nonprofit that I, you know, raise money for so that other people can do the work and raise money so that they can go save the world, but so that I can actually show up in a reliable way and have the skills to be able to offer somebody my service. Mm. And so when I thought that I was kind of getting it and I was ready, I was looking for a piece of land that I wanted to go move to, and I wanted to learn how to build a house. In my mind, it was like symbolic. I should be able to survive, outside of the protection of civilized society where everything's handed to you and everything's mediated for your consumption, you know, just buy it or, you know, go work for the man and then consume more stuff. I wanted to go be more in touch with my own ability to make things.
So you took
things.
All the metaphors literally.
Well, and I think there's a reason. Yeah. Right? I think you learn certain things when you hone those survival skills.
Yeah. So you got a piece of land?
So, no, I was going to get a piece of land.
Okay.
But I was going so far down the archetype prepper role where I was like, okay, this beard can get longer. I can be farther away in nature. Next thing you know, I'm living off the land and eating out of tin cans. You know, and afraid of the world. And I was like, that's not what I want. So I needed to pull back on the reins and I realized I want relationship. I don't want to be isolated. I want to actually be in the world, but I do want to be in nature. So I decided I was going to buy land, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it until I found my partner. Because
it wasn't land for you, it was land for us, whoever us was going to be.
Right. And if I went and I did it and then I invited somebody like a partner into the land,
yeah.
Then it would be my thing and they would be part of my thing as right. opposed to it being our thing.
Right.
So I first had to solve the relational dynamic thing. Right. So I started dating. I tried to date and that didn't go so well because I knew that until I resolved all of the things with my ex, I was just going to keep playing out those patterns. Yeah. So I had to find closure with my ex. So that's when I... Long story short, that's when I reached out to her and, again, blocked on everything. She contests this. She thinks that, no, you weren't blocked, but I thought I was. And so I emailed her. I sat down and I had all the time in the world to construct the perfect email. And I said, listen, I've made a lot of changes and I'm sure you've heard it all before, but I have no job. I'm not working. I have no distractions. I'm not dating anybody. I'm not having sex with anybody. I'm celibate. I'm sober. And all I have is time, and I will spare no expense to find closure and healing with you. No agenda. I'm not trying to get back with you. I just want to make things right. And then at that point, we'll see. If we want to be friends, we can be friends. If we want to get back together, if we want to part ways, at least then I can go about my life and start dating new people with a clean mind, and so can you. She was, you know, suspicious at first, but she was open. Mm. She's like, I knew you were going to reach out. I felt it. And she's like, ha, I drew this picture of what I wanted to manifest. Mm. And she sent me a picture, and it was a picture of, like, land and a house and a river and trees and the whole thing. I was like, that's it. Like, we're perfect, right? Let's get together. And she's like, not so fast. I need to... You're saying the right words,
yeah.
But I want to feel it, and I can't feel it through email.
Right.
We have to see each other. I said, great, I'll show, where are you? I'll come meet you. And she's like, I moved to Portugal. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll come to Portugal. She goes, good luck. There's a ban on travel to Europe from Americans because it's COVID. I was like, okay, challenge accepted. I got to Portugal, and she made me jump through hoops, and it took months for us to really, truly find closure. But the truth is, we're soulmates. I mean, we were meant to be together.
Yeah.
This is
part of the journey.
Part of the journey. So we were together for 4 years. We were apart for two, and now we're back together almost for 2 years. We got land. We named our ranch Kintsugi Ranch.
I know Kintsugi.
Yeah,
Kintsugi. Japanese art of repairing things with gold.
That's right.
Broken things with gold.
And so we are living the essence of Kintsugi.
Yeah, it's more beautiful after it's broken.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more.
more info now.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
You are a different person now. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's like it's kind of obvious to anyone who's known you. There is a calm about you. You're more philosophical as well. I don't believe in good, bad, right, wrong. I believe that everything is balanced. Mm-hmm. And I believe that everything that you get in life or any advantage you have comes at a cost. You know, there's a cost for money you make. There's a cost for fame. There's a cost for success. You know, there's a cost for eating chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And at the same time, anything bad that happens, quote unquote bad, comes with opportunity, comes with lessons. And COVID was that, I think, for all of us, yeah. If you chose to see it. Yes, there was pain, and yes, there was depression. Every one of us went through something. And it's a strange thing to say, but I became an adult during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'm considered middle-aged, though I never felt it.
Yeah.
And it sounds even weird to even say it. And prior to COVID, I was very uncomfortable when people called me a man.
Yeah.
You know, I prefer to call myself a boy, mm-hmm. You know, because I felt like a boy.
I believe last time we hung out before COVID, we were having ice cream cones. Like we went and got ice cream.
Yeah, we did. We went for ice cream. That's exactly what we did. We went for ice cream. I think it's actually worse than that. I think we actually shared an ice cream in a cup, in a big cup. Like we got a large, I think. But not Peter Pan in the sense like the way you described your Peter Pan. Like I wasn't as indulgent as you. I just liked the idea that I didn't have to grow up and be responsible.
Yeah.
I think that's what my boyishness was.
Sure.
You know, one of the weirdest ways it looked, which is I became uncomfortable looking in the mirror and like seeing gray hair. I mean, prior to COVID, if I had a gray hair, I was like, oh my God, I have a gray hair. I'm like, of course I'm going to get a gray hair. Right, I'm like that age. But it shattered my image of myself as the boy.
Yeah.
Right. And now I just don't care. Like now I'm like, I'm okay being my age, which is kind of a funny thing.
When you become the adult, then you have to take responsibility and you don't have anyone to blame.
Yeah.
Like you're the one who's going to do the right thing in every moment.
Yeah.
You know, you can't skirt responsibility.
But the thing that's important here, and this is what we're skirting around, is like, it's all fine and good for us to say how, you know, we became adults.
Yes, we did become adults.
So what? Like, what's the lesson here? Is this something that everybody goes through? Like, is this a warning
Hopefully.
To every Gen Z? You lived a life that, for the most part, has become a standard of what success looks like. There's an entire generation coming up who wants what you had.
Yeah.
You know, shouldn't our generations be looking at it going, no, we're going to live a life of service. We're going to work on ourselves. When I go through depression or hardship, I'm going to deal with it with the people around me who I owe, as opposed to turning on my camera and simply crying basically by myself, then editing it slightly and putting it on YouTube.
Right. Well, I would just, you know, throw it back to you in terms of what you said before. It's we're always in balance, right? So I don't know if we're worse. I think we're definitely in a collective awakening. So I see from the people that I choose to surround myself with now,
yeah,
a lot of people who are making different choices.
Yeah.
And yeah, it might just be a natural rite of passage. You know, it's like our parents are always like these crazy kids, right? You know, and now here we are growing up and becoming those mature adults, hopefully. And the youth seems strange or out of touch or...
I mean, that's, look, I'm not... Of course, every youth seems strange because they grew up differently than us, of course, to every generation. But my lamentation, like, I lament the loss of service, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
And serve always, by definition, comes at some sort of suffering. I mean, you said it. I can put my face or give some money to charity. Yeah. Ha-ha, I've served.
Yeah.
No. There has to be suffering to serve. And in your case, you served... Jordan, you served your relationship, you served the land, and none of that stuff was easy or is easy. Like the work is never, ever, ever done.
No.
You know, when you toil the land for the rest of your life.
Yes.
You know, it's not like you planted once, your hands are dirty, you wash them, you're good. Right. And that's the same. I think that's the metaphor, which is, you know, I did the work on myself. It's no, I'm doing the work on myself.
Right.
Nobody did the work. Mm-hmm. I'd be very suspicious if anybody said I did the work. Okay, so you're living on the land. You built this land. You're not self-sufficient yet.
No, I'm learning. I took a class. I learned permaculture. I got my permaculture certificate. But I also just watch a shitload of YouTube videos. I mean, there's so much learning. So many people offering their understanding or their help. So anytime I have a question about anything, I just go to YouTube. So I realize this is a really powerful networking tool, outsourcing wisdom and skills. So we started EarthSpeed as a means to share our experience on the land and hopefully inspire people to take it on themselves and try homesteading and try to learn permaculture.
So what exactly is EarthSpeed?
It's a YouTube channel.
Oh, it's a YouTube channel.
It's a social media channel.
Got it.
And then ultimately down the road, it'll be how-to videos and speaking to thought leaders and entrepreneurs about different ways to live in community and live closer to nature and learn how to be self-reliant.
Can you tell me an early specific happy childhood memory?
I think this shows the mischievous troublemaker side of me. We were kids and my grandmother used to smoke. And so we snuck some of her cigarettes and her lighter. And we went in the back of the shed and we were trying to smoke and it was gross. So we got bored quickly. But then we realized we had this lighter and there were some leaves around and we had matchboxes. So we went and we grabbed some alcohol, rubbing alcohol, and we doused the matchbox cars with alcohol and then we lit them on fire and then we would push them across the little piece of concrete and they would jump over the concrete and then into the pile of leaves and then the leaves would catch fire. And that was so much fun until the fire got out of control and we couldn't put it out. But then it got to be even more fun because then we ran and we got the hose and we were pretending like we were firemen and trying to put out the fire. And we ultimately ended up, well, actually, I don't know if we succeeded, but someone came running out and like helped us put it out and we got in trouble. But that's what came to mind.
Okay. I have this mischievous grin on my face as you're telling the story because you're basically recapping the story of Jordan, which is you live this indulgent life, which is, oh my God, matches. Fire. This is so fun. You're jumping things in, ignited matchbox cars into piles of leaves. It gets even more ridiculous. This is the good life.
Right.
It gets out of hand and you realize, okay, I know this is out of hand. I'm living a life of this crazy indulgence, but my God, it's fun.
Yeah.
And then at some point you realize, shit, I have to face this and put the fire out. And then that starts a new journey. It seems like a reaction. It seems like an ability to take hold of the fire, but what you realize, you're actually starting on a completely new journey. And EarthSpeed is part of that new journey. I mean, that's, you know, basically what you want to do is teach people, show people that the new journey, the putting out the fire, the living a simpler life, it's just a better journey. It's a new journey, a new part of life. So I love that everything you're doing now is, it actually fits that metaphor kind of brilliantly. That's amazing. Hey, thanks so much for swinging by. It's really good to see you. I haven't seen you in person in a long time, and it's really nice to see you. I really appreciate it.
Oh, man, this is fun.
If you'd like to learn more about the work Adrian is doing, check out EarthSpeed on YouTube. And a special thanks to Aloe Yoga, who let us use their studios to record this episode. If you enjoyed this podcast and would like to hear more, please subscribe wherever you like to listen to podcasts. Until then, take care of yourself. Take care of each other.
How do you create present and future value? As a leading provider of specialized finance, operations, and technology advisory services for Fortune 500 companies, emerging growth market leaders, and private equity sponsors, Cross Country Consulting solves today's most pressing challenges and creates present and future enterprise value. With tailored integrated solutions for accounting, risk, technology-enabled transformation, and transaction solutions, Cross Country works as a strategic partner and collaborative part of your team. The future-ready business, insight, and within reach. Go to crosscountry-consulting.com to learn more.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit TrinitySchool.org for more info now.